love the quote, if at first you don't succeed, try what coach told you and you might have more success, you know. And like I said, a lot of the stuff in the first half was eye discipline against a very good team. Then when you lack it, you lose it. That's what happened.
Offensively, as you said, you guys, especially in the second half, put up big numbers on offense and had a couple of chances that you just missed. Did you feel like if you could have gotten one of those scores, like you talked about, you could have gotten yourself back right back in the game?
Yeah, I think we had a wide open shot on a play action post there at the end zone where it went off the receiver's chest, and I think that makes it a 31 to 24 ball game, and then it's different. I think we add up the points of the times that we had our hands on the football in pay dirt, and ironically, it matched the number of points that we lost by. So a lot of things could have been different, but that's all the shoulda, coulda, been. The shoulda, coulda, wouldas of the world, and we don't live in that world. We live in reality, and the reality is that we have to execute better earlier in the ball game and not be put in those situations. But we're, like I said, we're going to build off the positives. We're going to build off of what we did and how we finished, and go from there.
First question from Nick Coy. Go ahead, Nick.
Thank you, Rob. Hey, Coach, how are you?
Hey, Nick, what's up, buddy?
So, mentioning the second half and just the way that you played complimentary football, are you already feeling it from, the team that they saw that and they said, wow, hey, we put something together here these final two quarters. We want to build off of that here going forward.
Yeah, I think it's positive reinforcement. Whenever you tell kids things, they want to see it and feel it and believe it. And we're able to show that on film. We're able to show, because listen, they didn't run 40 brand new plays in the second half. It was the same plays they ran in the first half, and like we all do. And you show them the difference between lining up and doing it like you coached and lining up doing it how you chose to do it the first time. It's amazing. Seeing is believing, especially with this generation.
Sure. And with the defense, having Michael on the field, having him healthy, just how key and important is that for you going forward? Especially seems like a guy that can really sort of lead by example.
Yeah, no. This is the first game we've actually had him back. And even though he still had limited reps, his impact was immediate and his presence was immediate. And I think that not only in the passing game, but I think his ability to penetrate to the backfield and force backfield cuts on teams is going to be something they're going to have to game plan for. And we need to keep putting in positions where he's got one-on-ones where he can do his thing.
And handling the week here, now that you have some time before your next game, where do you feel like you're going to try to improve the most? What do you feel like you emphasize here the next couple of weeks?
I think it's different on both sides, and actually all three phases of the game. Offensively, again, it's the we have five false starts. You can't do that. It's hard enough to get 10 yards. You can't get 15, and so we need to be clear in those operations in what we do. Again, we're talking about a large number of kids who are getting playing time for the first time in their careers. I don't care how old they are. It's a little bit different. There's juice. But that's our operations and our efficiency to get lined up and get the plays off quicker, I think will help us out immensely. We ran the ball for the first time very well in the second half of the ball game Saturday. And for our offense to go, we need to have that ability. We can't just sit back and let Jarrett continue to chuck it 50 times a game. We have to take some relief off of him and run the ball. So we're going to focus on running the football. We're going to focus on our operation and cleaning up the silly mistakes. Defensively, we're going to focus on eye discipline. If you're responsible for a deep third, well, by God, you stay in the deep third. You don't chase ghosts. You don't chase the short routes. You don't chase crossers. That's what led to a couple of those times where everybody in the stadium said, "How the hell did that guy get behind him back there by himself?" We're going to work on our eye discipline, and then special teams wise. We need to be, we just need to be cleaner. We can't give up big returns and realize that's a part of the game that goes by pretty quietly. But when it comes down to field position that benefits both offense and defense, we have to work on those.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Thank you, Rob.
All right, good. Thanks so much for the time this morning. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk again next.